breaking news for the Jaguars on Monday afternoon. The head coach search is complete. They take the interim tag off Doug Marrone. And then, surprise, surprise, Tom Coughlin is back in the organization as executive VP of football operations. And general manager Dave Caldwell gets a 2-year extension. Welcome into Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. A new look on the football side of this organization. A familiar face now in charge at the very top.
Well, and we talked all the last month and a half, 2 months, about that feeling of a reset coming. And certainly today is the reset. The vision is set. A harder edge.
It'll be a lot different.
Oh, times are changing.
Yeah. This is old school.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. Like the Marrone hire, I think we all understood that he was a guy that did things completely differently. And he kind of fits in that Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick, Tom Coughlin mode.
Yep.
He's a guy with an edge. I'm really interested when they announce this and bring all the parties together to find out how it came about.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Very much
because
so.
You're talking about a guy in Tom Coughlin that is a coach, right? A sideline coach. What's his role going to be? I mean, we can sit here and postulate back and forth.
Sure,
but,
right.
You know, they'll define it and tell us what it's going to be. I'm really interested to see that. He learned in New York what it took. I mean, he knew from his previous stint in New York what it took to win championships, but how to deal with the modern player and how to put a team together. I'm really interested to see how you're going to get three parties all on the same page, ready to go.
Well, and it's fascinating because now you have Marrone and Caldwell both reporting to Coughlin. So clearly, Shad Khan wanted Coughlin's vision, that personality, that image, all of it as the leader of the football operations. How does that play out? You know, David Caldwell is the general manager, and now how will that determine in the draft room and free agency and all those things? There will be a lot of postulating, a lot of talking for the next couple of days, but that press conference Thursday when they lay out how it's going to work, that's when you're going to feel the tone. That's when you will know the three steps that this organization or the three legs it's going to be carrying it going forward.
And JP, I think most people will talk about Dave in the middle. I mean, they'll understand Tom and his championship credentials. And some people will talk about Doug, right, and the changes that he'll make. But it's Dave because Dave's been in charge of football operations. And now all of a sudden, he's reporting to someone between him and Shad. So how will he handle that? You know, we can postulate. He'll have to tell us. They'll all have to lay it out for us. But what you've got are, I think the roster that Dave has put together, I think we'd all agree, is pretty good, right? There's a lot of exciting young talent.
With a lot of potential, and I'm sure that played into what Shad. If you look at the drafts,
you bet.
Questions at the top we haven't answered yet, but overall, the depth, pretty good draft. I'm sure that played into it, Ryan.
Well, I don't doubt that at all. And so I think it was an attractive job, obviously for Doug because he was here, and obviously for Tom because, you know, his family's still here. He's got a house here.
Everything's here.
He's got a great fondness for this organization. So now he gets a chance to come back in and take a roster in a situation with an owner that's building a facility that he never had as the coach here. I mean, from those two perspectives, man, golden. Dave had to buy in. I'm interested to hear what Dave has to say about how the shift affects his responsibility, his role, his mission, all of that stuff.
I'm curious, and we'll find out later in the week when the press conference is held here. One of the first names we heard in this whole process was Tom Coughlin, meeting with the Khans and the group here. How involved was he in the coaching process moving forward? I'm sure he had to be.
You would think he would have had to be. I can't imagine Tom Coughlin coming into a situation where clearly his name is going to be on it and saying, I don't feel like dealing with coach. I mean, that doesn't strike me as a Tom thing.
No.
And, you know, there's so much to digest here that there's storylines we haven't even thought of. But what an incredible, you know, I even hate to say it because he's so young, Tom. But if this is his last job, the last thing that he'll do in the NFL, what an incredible opportunity to have a storyline going out of the book on him was always head coach. And now he has a chance to show he can do this other thing, run the whole thing, do it well, walk out on top, having added to his legacy. Boy, what an opportunity. What a cool story it's going to be to follow.
How many coaches have their name in the ring of honor of two different teams, right?
Sure.
Because he went into the Giants this year. I personally believe that he belongs in this eventually, and this could be that next step towards it. But
well, before he walks in the building again, Brian, he deserves to be up there.
Well, that's what I mean. Right. So, I mean, you're talking about a guy who returns to those roots. Doug Marrone showed me in those 2 weeks that he is a guy who fits that mold. I mean, Tom Coughlin.
He's a head coach.
Absolutely. And he's Tom Coughlin's kind of coach. He could be on Tom's staff. They both see football the same way.
They're both Syracuse guys, too.
Well, and that don't think yeah. that. Yeah, Tom is very close with a lot of those Syracuse guys, the Zonkas and the Littles and those guys. And I'm sure that he knew him from that time when he was at Syracuse. And Tom does his homework on everybody. I mean, he knows every coach from the top on down in every organization. That's the detail of preparation. I'll say this. There's people on the business side who have no clue what's coming. Tom's personality is so big, right, that he's a leader of men and women, right? He is a leader, and you will feel it almost instantaneously.
My main thing with both of them, they're leaders. I don't know if it comes naturally, but they do it. If there was one thing about Doug Marrone, all offensive line, all the little things that he did to change, you could tell when he took over the job that he was very comfortable putting on that jacket again, if you will, and very at ease in the head coach position. Beyond all of that, beyond any X's and O's stuff, that's the most important thing about being a head coach is being able to handle it, is being able to wear the jacket.
And the other thing is, and I remember Tony Boselli going over and spending a lot of time with Doug when he first got here, first mini camps, first OTAs. You guys remember, Tony was side by side over there watching the offensive linemen. And he came back raving about Doug and the way that he coached and his attention to detail. And so I'm interested to see if that's what we see. I mean, I think that's what we're going to see.
Now he can do the CEO thing. The CEO thing is what matters in a head coach. And if nothing else, we saw that over 2 weeks. He can do the CEO job.
Busy Monday, busy week ahead as well. The Jaguars have a new coach and executive VP of football operations.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
This is always going
to
be fun. We're looking forward to this week ahead. The announcement officially coming up and the press conference coming up later this week. We'll have coverage, of course, right here on Jaguars.com. For John Osher, Brian Sexton, I'm JP Shadrick. Thank you for watching Inside the Jaguars.